Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're focusing in on Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, says this: "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Desire is a powerful force. It can lead us toward what is good and holy, or when misdirected, it can pull us into sin. Lust is a distortion of desire. It seeks self-gratification rather than love, fulfillment without faithfulness. But Psalm 37:4 shows us a better way. When we delight in the Lord, our desires are transformed to reflect His heart. The world tells us that satisfaction comes from chasing our own cravings, but this often leads to emptiness, broken relationships, and regret. Lust demands immediate pleasure, but love, rooted in God, seeks what is lasting and true. When we set our hearts on God, He reshapes our longings. Instead of being ruled by fleeting passions, we begin to desire what He desires: purity, faithfulness, and love that honors Him and others. Joseph demonstrated this in Genesis 39 when he rejected the advances of Potiphar's wife. He didn't just resist sin, he valued something greater, his relationship with God. He knew that the short-term pleasure was nothing compared to long-term faithfulness. His delight was in the Lord, and God honored him for it. If we struggle with misplaced desires, the solution isn't just self-control. It's a greater affection for God. As we seek Him, He fills our hearts with what truly satisfies us: love, not lust; purpose, not regret; fullness, not brokenness. When we delight in Him, He gives us the desires that lead to life. Let's take a moment to pray it up. And you might need to pause after each one of these prayer points to pray some of these things back to the Lord. Number one, pray for God to shape your desires to align with His will. Ask Him to help you delight in Him above all else and fill your heart with longings that honor Him. Number two, pray for strength when faced with temptation, asking God to help you choose His way over immediate gratification. Pray for the wisdom to recognize the true beauty of faithfulness and the courage to reject desires that pull you away from Him. Number three, pray for the ability to resist selfish desires and for the courage to live according to His good plans for you. Ask God to allow you to experience the freedom that comes from following Jesus. Finally, let's talk about living this out. Take a moment today. Reflect on the desires that drive your decisions. Whether in relationships, career, or personal habits, are these desires leading you toward God's best for your life? Or are they rooted in temporary satisfaction? Challenge yourself to replace any selfish desires with a greater hunger for God's will. Each day, ask yourself, how can I align my desires with God's desires today? Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.